Well, if he was talking about sweet potatoes, I wouldn't have any certain kind in mind when he said, I've got some good sweet potatoes here. Well, if the potatoes were good, well, I'd naturally buy them. Wouldn't matter whether it was a Puerto Rico or the Yam, a Georgia Red, any, because they're any good if it's a good, firm potato.
Well, if you didn't know what he was growing, and or what he planned to grow, and he said, well, I think I'll grow some potatoes in this field, would you have to ask him whether he meant Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes, or would you think, well, he must mean one or the other?
Well, I expect I'd have to ask him, because he could mean either. He could mean sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes, see, which is two different kinds of potato.
What do you call the kind of thing that, not a potato, the thing that grows in a bulb that makes your eyes water when you peel it?
Onions.
And what about the little ones that you eat, maybe in salads, at the green part and all?
Scallion.
And what about the kind of vegetable that frequently used in a soup to make it kind of thick? Or in a gumbo?
Okra. Okra's one, I know.
Well, you could use okra, probably.
Well, I think okra, I don't think you'd call it gumbo without okra. That's it, the one main thing is you would have to have gumbo. But yeah, are you asking for the mixture of vegetables?
No, I was wondering mainly about okra.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised I saw a Charleston cookbook that had a recipe for gumbo and it didn't have okra in it. And unlike you, I thought you had to have okra before you could have it.
Okra makes it much better, I can tell you that.
What do you call the kind of large flat beans that, not the pods, but the...
Well, we've got a flat bean, it's a butter bean. And a flat bean, it's a lima bean.
And what's the difference between those?
Well, one of them, the lima bean, is mostly used for drying, you know, and for dry beans, see. And your butter beans is green. Use them green beans. Though they edible, however you say that thing, dry, but I don't like them as well as do lima beans.
And if you get lima beans or butter beans and you get them in the pods, what do you say you're doing when you get them out?
Shelling.
We're shelling butter beans. We had some of it this summer too, brother.
What about the kind of beans that you eat pod and all?
Oh, snap beans. Snap beans.
And if you take the tops of turnips and cook them up, you make a mess of...
Turnip greens, vegetable greens.
Do you make any other kind of greens besides turnip greens?
Collard greens.
Yeah, collard greens, cabbage. Well, I don't know whether you call cabbage or greens or not, but that's the way I like them, is when they've got plenty of the green leaves on them. Mm-hmm. Cook them with it.